Fellowship by Rita Morrow. It's important for us to stay in fellowship with each other. When we keep a grounded connection with others, we continue to grow. We all have working commitments, families and children, and busy lives. It can be tough to make time for Christian fellowship and time with God, or so we think. But that's the key right there. By making time to spend with God and making time to fellowship with others, everything else falls into place. By taking care of ourselves spiritually, we are able to take care of the people that we love. We can learn so much from each other. Everyone brings something different to the table. All of us have different little quirks. Some of us think fast on our feet. Others, like me, have to take a little extra time to think things through to figure something out. We don't always understand each other. The thing is, we can all learn from someone else. Where someone else's strengths are, you may have weaknesses. Where your strengths are, someone else may have weaknesses. Talking things through, being helpful and kind, and just sharing yourself with someone else goes a long way and benefits both parties involved. Philippians 2:3-4, New King James Version. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Colossians 3:12-13, New King James Version. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you almost also must do. Making time for others and being patient and understanding. It can seem like a tall order sometimes. That's exactly what God does for us every day. That's a big lesson that He teaches us. Put others before ourselves. Fellowship, learn, and grow together. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10, New King James Version. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Have a blessed day.